Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's recorded in the Psalms of David. He says, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you to the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching of tutelage under Pastor Darling Bundage, a wonderful woman of God with an excellent spirit. Today is October the 5th. Hallelujah to God. And this is our hour of power prayer. I'm getting us started off this morning. I'm Apostle Anthony Horsley. Hallelujah to God. And this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Answer is good. With thanksgiving in my heart,
I will say this today that the Lord has made. We rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you.
We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do, give you praise. Because you are our righteousness. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy Father. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, our Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what Hallelujah. Someone that get excited, hallelujah to God. I've just started on praising God because of who he is, because of the gladness of his spirit that he decided to save, deliver, and set me. Thank you for the grandchildren, hallelujah, God. Thank you for the job, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for all that he does, hallelujah, God. Thank you for making a way out of no way. I understand that you need God that make a way out of no way. And when they had Moses said, who actually sent me? You said, God sent me. He said, what is his name? He said, I am that I am. I am the God that don't fly, talk, or sit to God. I'm the God of Darlene. I'm the God of his wife. I'm the God of your children. Hallelujah, God. He said, he told Abraham to walk upright before me and be perfect. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. We serve an awesome God. And I thank God for more. Thank God for all the children that are preparing themselves to go on to the schoolhouse today. In the name of Jesus, we pray for everybody that needs travel and mercy in the name of Jesus. We pray against that demon of reckless driving this morning in the name of Jesus. Everywhere you look, hallelujah, God, somebody's cutting you off, passing you on the shoulder, hallelujah. That's because the devil is in them. I don't care what you're saying. They're out after the saints of God. Hallelujah to God. So, God, we thank you. We praise you this morning for traveling mercy for everyone in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Traveling mercy for Mr. Benton, oh, Lord God, that's on his way. The Atlanta, Georgia, for that operation that's taking place, oh, Lord God. And everyone that has a scheduled appointment, business, entrepreneurs, hallelujah to God. Every last one of them in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we bless them, oh, Lord God. Everybody that came to the circle of friends, everyone that comes to the archives, hallelujah to God. Everyone that sent in the donation, God, we bless them today in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. You have commanded us to be blessed, oh, Lord God. And what God has blessed cannot be cursed. I don't care what you say, hallelujah to God. Him who the Son has set free is free indeed, hallelujah, God. So we thank you, Lord God, for this hour of power, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being the God that you are, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, there's none like you, Lord God. We had 10,000 tongues. Hey, Koshatanaka, God, we couldn't pray. We have to praise you in every one of us because of who you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We're going to move on to this broadcast because we want to go through this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for each and every one in their respective places. Hallelujah. Those that facilitate, those that come to listen, and those that bring their prayer requests. Hallelujah, to God. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel the presence of angel wings. I can feel the presence of God. Hallelujah. I can see joy on the faces. Surely the presence of the Lord is here. Here this morning on the prayer deliverance ministry. This is our hour of powerful. Let's guard ourselves, hallelujah, God. Put on that whole armor this morning. Shake yourself. Let's go before the presence of the Lord and worship, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I didn't realize till last night, hallelujah to God, I went to the Paxton Revival Center there, very nice church. Where we work at, it's in that area there. And I was hurting so bad when I walked inside of that place there. I was slipping on my cane, hallelujah to God. And I was dragging my feet, just dragging my feet, hallelujah to God. And trying to keep up in the society and in the world today, hallelujah to God. It's very hard, pain wreck the body, hallelujah to God. Sometimes it's not enough money for the bills, hallelujah to God. And then I started realizing that my Father is the King. He owns everything, hallelujah to God. One man asked me before he died, he said, who are you? I was like, Echo Satan. He said, I like your personality, hallelujah to God. And I started speaking in tongues. He said, who are you? I said, well, I'm just a member of the kingdom of God. I said, my name is Anthony Halsey, hallelujah to God. I began to minister on to him a little bit. He said, where are you from? I said, I'm from the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. I said, heaven is my home. That's my country. That's where I'm from. Hallelujah to God. And then God kindled a relationship right then. Hallelujah to God. He started talking. We started praying. Yeah, he wanted to get married. He was living in sin. He was saved but living in sin, but he said he wanted to get married. He called me up in the middle of the night, one night after work, said, I want to get married. Went and married him, hallelujah to God. And what happened is they came up there and they called me pastor there. I said, I'm just a servant of the Most High God. You have an authority in your life when you are a member of the kingdom. Long story short, because this is the hour of power, hallelujah to God, I went to the revival center last night, and I was just sitting there, hallelujah to God. I dragged in there, and I sat down in the seat. But it makes a difference, as Pastor Darlene often alluded to, Hallelujah to God, that loves to make the difference. She thanked you for loving her. She thanked you for loving her right back. And then she prayed and she declared and decreed, she confirmed the blessing at the end of every broadcast that you would go forth through the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, that the reapers will out overtake the plow, however that scripture go. Hallelujah to God. You're blessed and you're triple blessed. Hallelujah. I'm going to close my mouth here. I mean, I'm going to have to work. I'm going to listen to the broadcast. Hallelujah to God. We're going to hand this over to the wife there, and we're going to get you blessed. Hallelujah, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Again, a blessing. I started feeling better just by the power of love, and the word was there. Hallelujah, God. And the word will say that we have a power in our mouth, and the word is Jesus' name, power in that name. I started feeling better. They had an altar call. I went up there, and the pain started leaving out of the leg. Hallelujah, God. And they said, don't worry about it. You can do better in Jesus' name. I have to absolutely buy it. And when you get to the Spirit of God, I want to say this with the Spirit for everyone here. God begins to speak when you're inside of his presence, hallelujah to God. When you enter into his throne room, hallelujah to God, it was a blessing. God began to speak to me about things I'm going through because God answers. He said, remember now, you are a revival preacher. You're called for a revival, hallelujah to God. Because the word was up there, revive, revive. And when I said, yes, Lord, have your way, Lord God. I said, yes, Lord, yes, do your will and your way. When your spirit speaks to me, it's in my whole heart out of me, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. So those of y'all who are called in for people that are sick, prayer requests, hallelujah, whatsoever the case may be, financial blessing, remember that your Father is Jesus Christ. Your Father is a king. He inherits everything. I want to bless you this morning. I want to say in the words of a very dear friend of my heart, Elder Edwin Kennedy, hallelujah to God, his saying was, take the Lord along with you, hallelujah, as we go through this power of prayer. And the mother say, Mother Kennedy would say, she says, God rules and he super rules. Hallelujah to God. This morning the wife's going to come bring the scriptures to us. Let's try to speak within the bounds of it. And I want to encourage each and every one to sow, hallelujah to God. Went to the church, hallelujah to God. One more thing I had to get talking out. I had money in my pocket. I felt so good I wanted to sow some money. And God reminded me, he said, you didn't need the money. But I said, Lord God, because of the love that's here, because of the effort, the dedication, and all the work that you're working in the ministry, I want to bless the ministry. So he told me what to bless the ministry with. Not that I had a problem with it, because God owns everything. Remember now, Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah to God. Okay, honey, this is my wife for 40 years. Hallelujah to God. There's nothing like her. Hallelujah to God. She is still putting up with me. Hallelujah to God. And I love her. There's nothing like her. Hallelujah. And God gave her to me. Hallelujah. So without further ado, hallelujah to God. I know this prophet is running his mouth this morning, but I'm just excited about that God thought enough of us to send his son. That you count yourself sometimes, oh Lord have mercy, you count yourself sometimes unworthy. You judge yourself unworthy, but God judge you worthy of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Walk therein. Our scriptures found in our thinkers of Luke of Matthew, one of the synoptic gospels about Anna, the second chapter. Okay, so God, remind us of the time, because we're going to get to prayer. Hallelujah to God. If we move this hour, a power of prayer. I thank Pastor Dolly for her generosity. Hallelujah to God. She's a woman with an excellent spirit. You don't find none like her. So, outside of my wife, she's a number one person. She's very good. She has a heart of gold. Hallelujah to God. We thank you. Okay, she's all right. Thank you much, hallelujah.
Give God the glory. Yes.
That's our power.
Praise the Lord. Well, we truly thank the Lord for you, Apostle, for the beautiful prayer, and always for your words of exhortation. We truly thank you for it, and truly we do honor the great visionary of this ministry. We do give honor to our dear Pastor Darlene Bundage. Of course, we do give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to all the wonderful those who come and bring the word. We thank God for each and every one of you, the ministers, evangelists that come on this line every day so faithfully and they bring forth the word of God. We truly thank God for the people of God that he's chosen for such a time as this. Now, our scripture of the week is found in Luke chapter 2, verses, I believe, 36 and 37. And it says, there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser. And she was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. Glory be to God. Saints of God, this is a beautiful scripture, and where it reminds us of the benefits of fasting, the benefits of prayer, a woman who devoted her life for the work of the Lord. Glory be to God. As you know, as apostles have already reminded us, that today is the second day of our fast. And our theme this month is rekindling the passion to fast and pray. When I think about this title, I'm thinking about Anna, and I'm also thinking of Simeon, whose story is told also in this same chapter, Luke 2, but his story is found in verses 25 through verses 35. And it's more or less summing up for us the power of prayer, the power of fasting, the results that we get when we fast and we pray, when we do it on a state of time of continuancy, when we continue in it, when we persist in prayer, when we persist in fasting, we see the benefits here in these two great lives here. Simeon, who was a great man of God, when we look at verse 25, reminds us that Simeon was a man who was just and devout. In other words, he was given over to the worship of God, the service of the Lord. And so was Anna. She was a woman who served God, even up to her old age. I'm sure she was over 100 years old. Anna was a great prophetess, a great woman of God, who did not mind to be intimate with God. And it reminds us too, saints, of when we grow intimate with God, guess what? The Lord always will grant us our heart's desires. And we see that God had gave Simeon a promise. God had given Anna a promise that they both were given a promise that they would not leave this world until they saw the consolation of Israel, which is Jesus. They would not leave until they see the Messiah. They would not leave till they would behold the face of the Savior of the world, the Savior of Israel, the Savior also of the world, the Savior of the Gentiles as well. So we are just so grateful this morning for the example of these two great people of God who held on to fasting, who kept on praying even into their old age. And when the Lord, hallelujah, answered their prayers, how joyous they were. Glorious be to God. And the word of God gives us to know that when Jesus, glory be to God, when he was presented, hallelujah, to go to the house of God after age 8, he was to be dedicated to the Lord. And so it was at this time that Mary and Joseph presented Jesus, hallelujah, before the Lord. It says, and when the 8 days were accomplished, verse 21 of Luke 2, it says, and when the 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, whose name was Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived, even in the womb, and when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses was accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him before the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every nail that opened the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, my God, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which was said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two pigeons. So we know that Mary and Joseph were being obedient as they entered the temple. Glory be to God, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, Simeon was there glorifying God. The Bible says in verse 28 that he took Jesus out of the arms of his mother and picked him up and blessed God for him. He said, Lord, now let thy servant, in verse 29, depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which has been prepared before the face of all people. For he is a light to lighten the Gentiles, and he is the glory of thy people Israel, my God. Verse 33 goes on to say, and Joseph and his mother marveled at those things that were spoken. Simeon went on to bless the child. Simeon blessed them and the child, and said to Mary his mother, behold, this child, talking about Jesus, is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which would be spoken even against them. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed, my God. So we see here that through the fasting and by the prayers of both Simeon and Anna, their prayers were answered. Saints of God, we're living at a time that we must too rekindle our passion to fast and pray. I believe that Anna was here at the temple day and night serving the Lord. Not only was she serving God in her worship, but she would wait on him and he would give her messages, but also she was there for the people who had come to the temple. Anna was a prayer warrior. She prayed for many who entered the temple. She prayed for the manifestation, for prayers to be answered by many of the people. Simeon was a godly man as well. He was a devout man who knew that he would see the Messiah before he left this world. And so did Anna. Saints of God, we've got to rekindle, hallelujah, our passion to fast and pray. Rekindling means to, in essence, we're going to relight our fire for serving God. We want to relight our Holy Ghost passion in serving the Lord. We want to rekindle our passion to serving God's people. We want to rekindle the passion to serve in our homes, in our communities. Saints, we can't do nothing apart from Jesus. Jesus makes it clear in St. John 15:5. He says, apart from me. In other words, apart from my Holy Spirit, you can do nothing. Saints of God, in order for us to be effective, we must, hallelujah, ask Jesus and ask the power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, to be rekindled deep down in our souls so that we can be about the work of the kingdom. Saints of God, we got to be a devoted people. We know that as we are devoted to God, it's a well-spent life. Being devoted to God is something that's available for you and for me and for all God's people. Devotion to God represents our worship, our witness, and our ability to wait on the Lord. Prayer and fasting works like hand and glove. Saints of God, we have got to continue to have a great passion, have that strong, uncontrollable emotion to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, to love in the place of hate, to continue to forgive those who have sinned even against us, even as Jesus forgave us. So passionately, as Anna and Simeon waited on the consolation of Israel, so we must continue to pray for and desire more than ever the power of the Holy Ghost to keep us on fire for, as we serve the Lord, saints, in spirit and in truth. It's so important, saints, that we recognize that there are benefits in fasting. And this is, I want to give you a few benefits of fasting today, because it's so important that we fast. I know this is the second day of the fast, but saints, let's make a conscious decision that we are going to intensify our fasting and prayer time every day. Let's do it every day. Let's even, I call it a consecration as well. Let's fast, or let's consecrate ourselves for the work of the Lord, saints of God, that we may, hallelujah, be able to be the church that Jesus is desiring to come back for. Let's be that church. Let's be among the five wise virgins. Let's don't be amongst the foolish virgins who did not have oil in their lamps. In other words, they did not have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. They didn't have the fire of the Holy Ghost burning within their souls. Let's keep our fire burning, saints. Glory be to God. I love a song that I believe Bishop Patterson sang. He said, I want to live so that God can use me any day, any way, and any time. Saints of God, we've got to recognize that we are living in the last and evil days. And we know that the time is winding up as we know it. And Jesus can appear any moment, any time in the rapture. Let's be prepared for his coming. Let's be on our job for Jesus. Hallelujah. Working with him in the power of the Holy Ghost. Saints of God, let's remember that one of the main benefits of fasting is that the Lord will guide us each and every day, and that we would hear clearly for his directions for our lives. We've got to hear more clearly what the Lord is saying in order for us to hear him clearly and shut down this flesh, because there's no good thing in the flesh, saints. We've got to fast, whether it's fasting for a whole day, whether it's fasting part-time. We've got to keep ourselves consecrated, separated for the use of the Lord, morning, noon, and night. Let's make a commitment, saints, that we are going to truly rekindle our fire for Jesus. We are going to rekindle, hallelujah, our dedication and passion to fast and pray. We know that fasting helps us to hear clearly from the Lord. When we look at Isaiah 58:11, the scripture gives us to know that the Lord shall guide us continually, and we know it's by his Spirit. Ezra 8:21-23, Ezra writes, God, the Lord led the people in fasting and seeking God for a right way for them, their little ones, and their substance. And the Bible says, and God was entreated of them. In other words, God heard them. God answered them. God led them. God protected them. He provided for them. And when we pray and fast together, saints, I mean the windows of heaven will be open to us. There is no good thing that God will withhold from any of us as people, saints. Let's stay on fire for Jesus. Yes, yes, hindrances will come. Yes, distractions will come. Yes, trouble will come. Let's push past the pain. Let's push past the problem. Let's pass the situations that's difficult at times, that's opposing the will of God in our lives. And let's fast like never before. This is the time, if there ever was. Saints, fasting helps us to overcome the power of Satan. And we know that Jesus overcame the lies of the devil. Hallelujah. When he was in the wilderness, Jesus told the enemy in Matthew 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Saints of God, we got to get into prayer. We got to get into fasting. We got to stay, which is, will push us into the word, which will push us into faith. Hallelujah. Which will push us to living holy. Jesus said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And then we know another benefit of fasting is that it prepares us for the work of God. And we see that also in Luke 4, verses 1 to 13. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did not begin his ministry until after his fasting of 40 days, my God, before the Lord. Glory be to God. When we fast, we will see the will of God come to pass in our lives. We will see answers prayed. We will see prayers answered when we pray. We see this, of course, in Luke 2, verse 36, and also Luke 2, 25 with Simeon, how God showed them the Savior, the Messiah, before they left this world. God answered their particular prayer. Glory be to God. And we know that fasting also is a sacrifice to God that delights him. Romans 12 and 1 gives us to know. He says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. I'm almost done. Fasting also humbles us. And it changes us. It transforms us. Saints of God, this earthly journey is simply for us to be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ, as it says in Romans 8:29. Glory be to God. So we know that change comes as we humble ourselves. It humbles us as well. Psalms 35:13, David said, I humble my soul with fasting. Glory be to God. Saints of God, lastly, we could see that fasting helps in the deliverance of a nation. We know that there was a man in the Assyrian kingdom by the name of Haman who wished to destroy the nation of Israel and to destroy the Jewish people. But there was a queen by the name of Esther who set the people on a fast for 3 days. Glory be to God. She fasted for 3 days, her and the other people in Israel, along with her maidens. They got before the Lord and they began to fast, and the Lord saved the nation of the Jewish nation from annihilation and being killed and destroyed. But the enemies of Israel were destroyed on that day. Glory be to God. Saints of God, let's rekindle this passion for fasting and praying like never before. Let's do it now more than ever. The time is winding up. Let's truly, saints, make the most of the time that we have left in fasting, praying, reading our word, worship and praising, giving of our time, talent, and treasure unto the Lord. Saints of God, it's time, and I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is pressing in my spirit to convey to you the urgency. This is a 911 message today that all of you set yourselves to fast each and every day. Consecrate yourself. Give up a meal. Give up a TV show. Give up a radio show. Give up looking on social media. Fast before the Lord. And in place of your of giving up the food, giving up the TV show, giving up the computers, listen, read your word like never before. Get into the presence of God in prayer. Substitute the things you would be doing naturally for doing something in the spirit. Hallelujah. So that your spirit man would be increased. Little prayer, little power. Little fasting, little power. Much fasting, much power. Much prayer, much power. Saints of God, get into the position where if someone is to call you today that's in dire need of your prayer and you joining with them in prayer, there's power in two praying. There's power when we get together on this prayer line and present our prayers before God. God moves when the saints are united in mission, united in faith, united in believing the word of God with all their heart, soul, and mind. And thereby, let's be united, saints, more than ever, to touch the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. Not only on your behalf, but on the behalf of somebody else. Somebody, hallelujah, is depending on you today, giving a renewing your commitment, saints, to rekindle your passion to fast and pray for the glory of God. May God bless each and every one of you. At this time, I'd like to turn the service over to our dear Pastor Darlene Bundage. Praise the Lord, that we may go further, hallelujah, in the service. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise the Lord. I can hear the fire as the word has come forth this morning. We just thank you, Evangelist Wonderland, for that awesome word of reminding us to continue fasting and rekindle that fire. You know, sometimes the fire, even if you think about a fire that you have started, a natural fire, if you don't keep the wood on it, you don't keep the kindle on it, it's going to die. So we need to keep that word in our hearts and continue to read the word and study and just be in the face of God. You know, when you do your fasting, I often remind us that we should tablet or something so that when the Lord speaks to us, we can write down what he's saying so that we won't, that we can remember. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I go back and I look at some of the things that God has shared, and that's something that we can do. So we appreciate you and Apostle Horsley for the prayer this morning. So we're just thanking God for everybody who has joined us today. Today is a beautiful day to be alive, and we're just going to continue to do what God has called us to do and see God work. God has done so many great things, and I appreciate the prayers on yesterday from my sister Rosalyn. She did have a meeting with some people concerning an accident she had last year about this time. They have been dragging their feet on and trying to just give her just any old thing, try to replace her. The car was totaled. She had a Tesla, and they were trying to just give her any old thing, and she just was not settling for that. So thanking God for her wisdom and that God will bless her. They have another meeting on Friday. So requesting prayer for Friday's meeting, that God would give them favor. And I thank God for my niece, Quenisha, getting a job. Some of us have prayed for her, and she did get a job. And I've just prayed, we're going to pray that she will stay on that job. She has had so many jobs, and she's only about 30, I think. Anyway, we just want to pray for Quenisha that she will be stable and stick with this job and not keep running from one place to the next, because that's really not good. When you start looking for a job, it took her a while this last time to even get hired. So we just thank God for our clinician and that she and all of my nieces and nephews will make that decision for Jesus Christ. So we just pray that salvation will come to our families. That is one of the prayers that we want to pray today, that, you know, we keep that prayer going, knowing that God has already heard the call. For us to, you know, heard our call for people to come to Jesus Christ. So we're going to keep that going because a lot of people are resisting God, as I did when I was young. I just kind of was doing whatever I felt like doing and And it was in the back of my mind that I was not serving God. And I thank God for just being patient with me and allowing me to come into the kingdom. So right now we're going to leave way for those who have testimonies. If you have a prayer request, you may share it at this time. If you have something that you'd like to share, that's fine at this time. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I thank God for the wonderful word. Hallelujah. But for this morning. And I thank God for each and every one of you. A continual prayer from me that I continue to fast and study God's word, you know, more of a to study his word and that desire to continue to keep on this, you know, just drawing closer to him so he can draw nigh to me and strengthen stuff for me and my family. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Gladys. God bless you.
Well, Sister Darlene, I just wanted to say this one thing. We had an issue with our grandson, Colin Rasko. So keep him in prayer. He's very rebellious, so disrespect his mom. So just keep Colin Rasko in prayer. I don't know what's going on with him, but God knows. So she just won't talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. Just thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
They mm-hmm. have never seen before. I'm asking for prayer for my dear sister in the Lord, Janelle Freeman. She has cancer of the liver and the pancreas. But God. Thank you, Emma. That the Lord will turn it around for his glory. And also prayer for my husband, co-worker, Dan. He also has cancer. But in God's eye, it's done. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Saint.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Linda T. Just want to remind everyone, when you're not speaking, if you're moving around in the background, if you would please mute your phone so that we don't hear the background noises. It's easy for us to hear others when you're not making that noise in the background. We appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, anyone else?
Good morning. This is Sister Alice Marie. I want to thank them for the word it brought forth. And let's continue also praying for marriages, that God will be done in those marriages, and praying for healing for those in need of healing also. And everyone have a good day, and may the Lord light shine on you, each and every one of us, and through us. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Sister Marie. God bless you.
Good morning, this is Chris. I just want to say thank you, Sister Wonderland and Pastor Horsley, for the message today about fasting. And that's something, like, I'm just appreciative that we have so many fasts, that we just come together and fast together. On this prayer line has taught me a lot about fasting, and I just thank God for just this prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries. And I'm just praying for a favor, and I'm praying for the kids, and just praying over my business in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
But I want to say too, Sister Darlene, but since, you know, I've been really like praying over my business, and I've really been seeing like a turnaround. I just want to thank God for just constantly answering prayers and just caring for us and caring for, you know, giving us the desires of our heart. And I just thank God for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
No, no, by all means, please.
Okay, I was just going to put our sister Linda D. Linda D. She needs healing and she needs her finances fixed. She needs healing in different parts of her body. So we pray for that. Also, this weekend I'm participating in this large race. It's a 5K and a half marathon. I want to pray for all the ones who are running and walking for safety, and those who are traveling to the city. There are lots of people coming in, and pray for traveling mercy. And whoever's traveling, I mean, we travel every day going somewhere usually. So just pray for the angels to be around us every single day. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, I want to thank God for today. Hallelujah to God. And the thing is, I'm glad that you put this on there because we're praying for everybody for their well-being, that they don't get leg cramps and everything. We had a very unusual call this week here, you know, and it sort of sparked the change. There's a lady named Toni Porter. She came we know her a great number of years, and her mother called me and said, "Apostle, pray for my daughter. It's in the middle of the day. I'm working. You know, I'm driving the bus." And she was so in distress. She was in so much pain. I called the wife, and the wife was somewhere. And I said, "Well, you got to pray now." Sometimes people, you know, I said, "Well, why would you call me to myself while we're in the midst of the day and they want you to pray?" Then God said he's omnipresent. We had to drop everything we do because we were purchased with a price, thanks to God. And as for the lady, I have to get a financial straight. I'm going to talk to the wife. We're going to go to our house. I want to take over the music over there. I want to pray and just worship God in that house there, because all we have to do is worship him. The lady with the daughter, she fell down and worshiped him. She even said, "Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs which fall off of the master's table." So we push right into God and we keep on praising him. And you tell people that, but I said, "Well, turn on your music, keep on praising God, read the scriptures, and tell that power of God come." I tell you, I was down there, and God said, you know, sometimes you get too much into service with people, and then you go to help somebody, and they really don't want your help, they just want your presence. But when the person called her, she said, "Well, I feel better." She started telling, she said, "Yes, thank you." I said, when somebody, mother, calls you up and tells you to pray for their daughter, now she wasn't moving off that prayer line until she had a good enough prayer, hallelujah to God. And we know that all power is in God's hand. As mother often said, this world moves at God's command. I thank you. Let's get back up to the top. I thank you for the time. Please pray for the Porter family. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, real quick, anybody else have a request this morning? Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go ahead and pray for these ones that we just received. And if you didn't say anything about your request, then just pray while we're praying. Amen. God knows everything. So let us pray. Lord, we just thank you so much, oh God, for Linda.
Oh, help me, Father.
Oh, God, for
you give
healing,
me the
healing,
oh God. That was the very
word out
of
the
time of trouble. Lord, we are so grateful for your faithfulness, oh God. Lord, that you will touch her body right now, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. We do pray your healing virtue will continue to flow throughout her life.
Pray for everyone who is
standing on your promises. That is by your stripes,
the Lord
is healed. By your stripes, Brother Tommy is healed. By your stripes, Sister Debbie is healed. Darlene is healed. By your stripes, oh God, all of our family members are healed. Lord, we pray for Tiana. We pray for Talia to be healed. We pray, oh God, for Eli to be healed. We pray, oh God, Abigail be healed, oh God. We know that you're able, oh God. We give you the praise in the name of Jesus.
All of it.
In the name of Jesus, Oh,
yes,
God. We thank you right now, Lord. We ask, oh, God, that you will continue, oh, God, to touch the hearts and minds of your people for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing, Sister Linda. Thank you, God, for a complete healing, Lord. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood.
Oh, God.
Oh God, we thank you. And we pray.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, bless Pastor Sue. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, permeate this day, Lord God. Work in our favor, Lord God. Business entrepreneurs, Lord God. May our lady with the daycare, Lord God. Bless her daycare. Bless her husband, truck and trailer, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, let them give her Sister Rosalind, Lord God. Just, Lord God. Jesus, oh Lord, elephant, it must be, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thy name is above every name, oh Lord God. Let the sound of that great name, oh Lord God, hear me. And the truth, oh Lord God, you, God, for the glory of God, oh God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Your name be lifted up, O Lord God. Let us be exalted, God.
Hallelujah.
King of Jesus, O Lord God. There is none greater than you, call your sheep or your son, God. There is none greater than you, God. It's in the name of the Lord God. In you, Lord God, we move, we breathe, O Lord God. We have our being, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For your many blessings, O Lord God. Give power and mercy, O Lord God. Protect.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you for doing, Lord. God, more than we ask.
God,
you are the God.
Bless your name.
More than enough. God, we thank you.
Lord God, that name that is above every name, oh Lord God, and at the sound of that great name, oh Lord God, every knee is bowed, God. Every tongue is confessed, oh Lord God. Your Lord, to the glory of God, the Father, Lord God, have thine own way, oh Lord God.
Amen.
Have thine own way.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Well, once again, we're here at the top of the hour of the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, Hour of Power of Prayer. And we're just so grateful for each and every person who has joined us today. Each and every day that we come, we know that God has already prepared for us what he would want us to do and say. So we're grateful for the unity. There is unity here. And at this Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, I'm just so grateful for the one accord spirit. And as we're leaving today, I cover and seal all these prayers with the blood of Jesus. I am decreeing for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. I decree that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, I am grateful for each and every one who has sown into the ministry and or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground. And I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will receive a 30-fold blessing, some a 60-fold blessing, some a 90-fold blessing. And I decree Deuteronomy 1 and 11. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are and bless you as he has promised you in the name of Jesus. I decree today that the Lord bless you and keep you, protect you, sustain you, and guard you. I decree today that the Lord make his face shine upon you with favor and be gracious to you, surrounding you with loving kindness. I decree this morning that when we sing and praise our God, the Lord sets ambushes against our enemies as he did for Jehoshaphat and his army. I decree today that the Lord shall fight for us and we shall hold our peace. I decree today that the favor of God is on us each and every day and we see the blessings of the Lord that maketh us rich and added no sorrow to it in the name of Jesus. I decree today that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in the sight of the Lord, our strength and our Redeemer in the name of Jesus. I decree today that the devil is under our feet and we resist that devil and he flees from us in the name of Jesus. I decree today that the Lord gives strength to the weary, and to him who has no might, you increase power. Yes, thank you, Lord. We praise the name of the Lord. I decree today that we see our breakthrough today, whatever it might be. We all have different needs from our God, but we know that he is faithful. So as we're leaving, I want to remind you that I love each and every one of you. I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself. Thank you for loving your family, your friends, and your foes. We're loving people into the kingdom. So we will continue to go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. God bless, and you all have a beautiful rest of the day and an awesome rest of your life. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.